Jefferson Griffin's effort to invalidate thousands of ballots in his bid for a state Supreme Court seat has drawn the concerns of groups accustomed to avoiding the partisan fray. Rusty Jacobs has more.
Deborah Blanton served as Cleveland County's elections director for nearly 30 years. She says she loved her job and truly believes in the mission of free and fair elections.
That is our democracy.
Blanton and 41 other former local elections officials from across the state, including Democrats, Republicans, and many like Blanton, registered unaffiliated, filed a legal brief that argues Griffin's effort would disenfranchise legitimate voters. Griffin trails Democratic incumbent Justice Allison Riggs by 734 votes, a gap confirmed by two recounts. The state elections board dismissed his protests due to a lack of evidence of actual voter ineligibility. A Superior Court judge upheld that dismissal, but Griffin has appealed to the North Carolina Court of Appeals. Blanton says the ballot protests pose a real threat to public trust in elections.
Who can have confidence that their personal vote will count?
Griffin has alleged more than 60,000 ballots were cast by improperly registered voters whose records are missing either a driver's license number or last four digits of their Social Security number. But missing that information does not disqualify a voter under state or federal law. Griffin also wants to discard more than 5,000 absentee ballots cast by military and overseas voters because the voters did not provide photo ID, even though state law exempts them from doing so. Kelly Artis calls Griffin's efforts crushing for military families who face hurdles when trying to vote amid frequent relocations.
They could be deployed. We could be serving overseas because we have followed our spouse.
Artis' husband has served in the Army for more than 20 years. She's a member of Secure Families Initiative, a group that promotes civic engagement for military families. That group and an association of former generals, admirals, and secretaries of the Army, Navy, and Air Force also submitted a brief opposing Griffin. In his reply brief, Griffin says Riggs and the State Elections Board want to, quote, let an important close election be decided by illegal ballots, unquote. Rusty Jacobs, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.